Advocates for LGBT service members estimate as many as 114,000 were discharged for being gay between World War II and the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Some of them received other than honorable discharges, cutting off their access to state and federal veterans benefits. Several states, like New York, New Jersey, and Colorado, have passed laws to restore state military benefits, and others are considering it.
This needs to be corrected at the federal level as well, but at least at the state level, if you were an LGBT veteran and you received an other than honorable discharge because of your sexual orientation or gender identity, you deserve state benefits.
That's Colorado Democratic State Senator Dominic Moreno. He helped write a new law that restores state benefits like education opportunities and military burials. But that still leaves major benefits like full VA health care and the GI Bill out of reach. States cannot upgrade military discharges on their own.
Ultimately, it's really a federal issue, particularly if people are seeking health care under TRICARE or if they're seeking all those other benefits. That needs to happen at the federal level.
Congress has considered a federal version of the state bills several times. It would offer blanket discharge upgrades to most veterans who were kicked out just for being gay, but it hasn't gone anywhere. Jennifer Dane is with the Modern Military Association of America, an advocacy group for LGBTQ service members.
We've been fighting this fight for a really long time. You know, we put it in the National Defense Authorization Act every year, or at least try to. And then it gets to the Ways and Means Committee, and it comes back usually that it's too expensive.
In Colorado, legislators who voted against the law had other problems with extending state benefits to veterans with less than honorable discharges. Republican Representative Richard Holterf argued on the House floor that it would undercut discharge decisions the military has already made, and rules are rules.
The expectation for all service members is that you will follow general orders. You will follow command policy and command directives. You will follow the UCNJ, as is written at the time of the service.
That argument doesn't work for Ashton Stewart. He runs a program called Sage Vets, helping older LGBT veterans get access to benefits.
Legislators are hiding behind the integrity issue. It's because they don't want to address the issue that's really happening here, which is discrimination.
Stewart helped craft New York's Restoration of Honor law. He says as more states pass similar laws, he hopes it will pressure the federal government to make the same changes. Navy veteran Lewis Miller was kicked out for being gay in 1992. He says he didn't try to upgrade his other than honorable discharge until recently.
I knew I was fighting a losing battle. I didn't try because I knew I couldn't win.
Now, Miller's got one win. His application got one of the first approvals after New York's law took effect last year.
They gave me a bad piece of paper, but you can't take away what I did there. That's inside of me. That's my honor. You can't take away my honor. What you took away was my recognition of it. The restoration of honor in New York State, that's what it does. It gives me some recognition.
Miller says he's always been proud of his service, and now he's proud that New York State recognizes it too. I'm Desiree DiOrio on Long Island.